Good morning to you, Peter. Always great to be talking about the Caulfield Cup and the Carnival, especially this time of the year. But this is huge news if it's correct. First run in 1879. Peter, is the Herald Sun right? Is the Caulfield Cup going to be run this year on the 28th of November after the Melbourne Cup?
No decision has been taken, and my committee has not sat down and discussed that. That is not right. We are exploring options. There's no doubt about that. We are exploring options because our priority is to get our members back to the track and the people back to the track and get them to give them the opportunity to see the races, to see the Caulfield Cup, to see the, to enjoy the Spring Carnival. So we're looking at all options at the moment. We think it's worthy of consideration because when you consider that the AFL will be running finals in October right up against the Caulfield races and against the Cox Plate, we think there's some huge advantage if the Caulfield Cup was run later. And we'll look at that, but no decision has been made. I want to make that very clear. But whatever decision we make, we'll be made in our members' interest firstly, in the industry's interest as well. That's critical. And we'll work with our fellow clubs like the VRC and the Mooney Valley Racing Club to ensure that the pattern is workable and does work and that no other club is interfered with at all by the way the Caulfield Cup, if it's run in November, runs.
Racing Victoria's put out a statement this morning saying something similar, Peter, that no decisions have been made as yet about the program for the 2020 Spring Racing Carnival. As we've consistently stated, nothing is off the table at this time, given the unprecedented circumstances of 2020. Equally, we have said that we do not need to make any decisions prior to June. It goes on to say that the Melbourne Racing Club have stated publicly that their wish is to have the Caulfield Cup Carnival later in November, and they will consult the relevant clubs and participants. There is a Racing Victoria board meeting today, Peter. On those dates, Caulfield Guineas 21st of November, Caulfield Cup 28th of November, is that what you as the chairman and the MRC want to have? Is that what number one goal is?
Well, those dates haven't been locked in concrete or set. They're proposed things that people are looking at various dates so it could fit in with the Melbourne Cup. The VRC have been pretty clear. They've said that they're not going to move the Melbourne Cup. Michael Browell and Don Caswell have spoken about the Cox Plate. So that was pretty obvious to see that the next follow-on from the Melbourne Cup would be if we were to run it as the Melbourne Racing Club Spring Carnival. So it should fall into place. If it's agreed to by all the parties involved, that could be the case.
So who actually needs to agree to get this over the line to green light it?
Well, my committee will be meeting this week and we'll discuss it. We'll make a determination on behalf of the Melbourne Racing Club and then we'll consult with the Racing Victoria body and that their board will meet and then they'll arrange the program. If the program's agreed to, they'll rearrange the spring schedule for all the clubs in consultation with everybody so that everybody gets to say, look, I think, Michael, when you look at it, there's a lot of things to be considered, you know. We want to welcome people back to racing. That's surely got to be the first thing we can do. And if we can get our crowds back in November, we've got no idea when they'll be able to come back, but more chance with November than there is in October. We get clear air for media, et cetera, and public engagement away from football. It allows all our major customer segments and our punters to get to the track and enjoy the day. The weather will be better, hopefully, than what it is in October. All our corporate partners can come as well. And it's got a huge impact on whole community. And I think I personally think it's worth trying that we have a look at this and it's worth considering. Because if we can get people back to the track and enjoy racing, the tracks are better than they were in October, why wouldn't you do it?
Is this a proposal that you would consider ongoing or is it a one-off?
Oh, look, I think it's too early to say that. You'd certainly want to trial it. And if you're going to make the decision, agree on the decision, you'd trial it first and then you could make your decision. That would be the benefit this year because this is such an unusual year. Just imagine if we had a Caulfield Cup with no crowd. That would be absolutely shattering for our members. So here is an opportunity for us to give our members a chance to attend, hopefully, and also to trial it in November. And if it succeeds, everybody will be saying, oh, what a brilliant idea that was. They took the chance. They're innovative. If it doesn't work, you can always go back to where you were. So I think it's a no-brainer. I think, you know, it's just worthy of consideration. I personally am in favour of it. I think it's a great idea. and I think it's worth trying, and I don't think, there'll be some members that don't like it. I respect that. The traditionalists, and there's no one more traditionalist than me. I've seen the last 58, 56 Caulfield Cups. I've seen it climbing over the back fence as a kid. So I love the Caulfield Cup. But you go back through the races, there haven't been too many Caulfield Cup winners in the last 15 to 16 years that have gone on to win the Melbourne Cup. So it's not going to affect the Melbourne Cup too much. And we want this race to stand on its own as well. Caulfield Cup is a very prestigious race and always has been. And it'll stand on its own.
You are known as the innovators, the MRC. You say that there's not many Caulfield Cup, Melbourne Cup winners. There's been a few over the years, and in recent years maybe they haven't won, but Vaughan de Clare was placed in the Caulfield Cup last year. Are you concerned that moving the Caulfield Cup after the Melbourne Cup could actually decrease the quality of the Caulfield Cup, that you won't be able to get the horses who may have gone through both races backing up into a Caulfield Cup?
Not at all. I don't think it'll decrease the quality at all. You know, not a lot of horses go through the Caulfield Cup these days. Things have changed. If you go back, you look, the last Caulfield Cup winner to win was Ethereal, I think, in 2001. And then you've had a couple of places since then, and that's over 18 years. We had Maccabi Diva ran second in 2004, Delta Blues third in 2006, and then Vaughan de Clare last year. So, you know, they've used that race as a training run sometimes now with the Europeans before they go into the Melbourne Cup. So, look, no, it won't make any difference at all. I don't expect there'll be a lot of Northern Hemisphere horses at all this year for a start. They're only just started cranking up their season now. I've been talking to people in the UK, so I doubt there'll be too many internationals this year. This is going to be a homegrown Melbourne Cup, homegrown Caulfield Cup.
So what would occur to the actual pattern, Pete, because the MRC traditionally is the start of the spring carnival with your three Saturdays, your carnivals, which include the Caulfield Guineas, which is on the table to move as well. And you've got traditional leading races too, the Cox Plate, the Underwood Stakes as well. So what would that early part of the spring look like?
Well, that hasn't been finalised, Michael, but what you just said was absolutely correct. The pattern's got to be right, so that it doesn't interfere with all the other races. We're not just about Melbourne racing, but we're about working for the industry and doing the right thing by the industry, and that's what we want to do. That's what we've always tried to do. So we're not in the business of upsetting other clubs and other patterns. The way the pattern's being put together, it'll work perfectly. It'll be fine. There'll be little to no interference with the other races at all.
Will you also move the Sandown Classic meeting?
Oh, well, I think that you'd have to, because that's... If you're looking at running in November, you'd probably have to move the Sandown Classic as well, and that hasn't been finalised as to where you'd place that as yet.
So would that more than likely go where the current Caulfield Cup Carnival would be?
It's possible. That's one of the options you'd look at. We certainly haven't locked in on that yet. You might put it in. You might move it even into the Caulfield Carnival itself. So there are lots of options you can put together. So we've got to decide that in the next day or two, our committee, and then we'll consult with RVL. The RVL board will meet, and if we can put the pattern together, I think it's fantastic. And I just, I've been reading the media and reading what's happening, and David Hayes is probably absolutely a quality bloke and a top trainer. Now, he's very supportive of this from what I read in the media. I respect his view. Mick Price is in favour. There'll be other trainers that won't be, I'm sure. And I know Gay said from Sydney that she wasn't too keen on. She's a traditionalist, but she might also be looking after the Sydney aspect of it, although Gay is a great supporter of our club. So, look, I think everybody will have a view on this, and they won't all agree, but if we don't try things, we'll just stay the same and we'll never improve.
Are you confident, or have you been given any indications that if this does move back to that date, that you will be able to get more crowds back to the track?
Well, we don't know. That's a matter for the Andrews government. We're working closely with Mark Pakula, a racing minister, and the Andrews government. And look, a lot's going to depend on what happens with AFL footy, whether you like it or not, as to whether the crowds get back to football. If the crowds get back to football, the crowds will get back to racing. But racing is on a smaller scale than football, and there's a lot more area at Caulfield to move around in, to have social distancing in, than there is in an AFL footy ground. So I would think that racing would be a lot easier to manage in terms of social distancing than football would be. So I'm hoping that racing will get the green light from the government particularly for the Spring Carnival, both for Melbourne the Melbourne Racing Club and for the VRC and Moonee Valley Racing Club, and also for the country clubs as well.
Pete, last year you clashed Caulfield Cup with the Everest, and I know the turnover on that Caulfield Cup meeting was down quite a lot, around about 30%. Has that played a part in this decision, that you wanted to try and get away from that clash with the Everest as well as the football?
No, that's not a consideration at all. And look, those figures last year, we discussed it last year, but those figures, we had an exceptionally good year the year before, way above what we expected. It was always going to come back, but, you know, we were disappointed with the result. There's no doubt about that. But no, the Everest thing hasn't played any part in this whatsoever. It hasn't even been mentioned.
And from indications, speaking no doubt to wagering operators, do they believe there will be an increase in turnover if it is pushed back and you have, as you say, clear air from an AFL season, NRL season?
Well, we're talking obviously to our partners, Ladbrokes and Neds and all of those. We're talking to them all, and to Tab, we'll talk to them all. But really, if you look at it, you'd think straight away that if there's no competition, if you're running on 3 days where there's no football, where people are focused on the racing, you would automatically expect that your turnover is going to be increased. I just think it's a given.
Well, you are the innovators, and SMSs are coming through. Nick Williams has said, well done to the MRC, considering such a bold decision. It's great for the program. You're a betting man, Peter. Would you be betting on this occurring?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to... I've got to talk to my committee. Peter Legrand doesn't make the decisions. The committee makes the decision as a whole. I think if you're looking from out of my eyes, I think it's a no-brainer. I think you've got to do it. If you want your members to come back and see the races, and that's what I'm about representing the members, and so are my committee, and doing the best by our members and doing the best by the racing industry. So if you take those 2 points, I think it's a no-brainer.
Peter, appreciate your time this morning. Obviously, a lot to play out over the next few days, but a decision needs to be made quickly because, as you know, the 1st of June is not far away and the good horses are coming back into work.
We'll make a decision, Michael. It'll be made very soon, and it'll be in the best interest of racing.